Some Halloween fun with your morning team on WSGW.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
It's 6:22.
Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
With Pat and Denise and Charlie.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy
that
to see those nice
first
young
heard
men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to
I want to say about 4 years ago.
Oh, that's all, really?
Yeah. I don't know how I missed it all those years.
You remember recently we were talking about songs that kind of stick with you, and Denise, you mentioned this song.
Yeah.
Right?
You know you so I thought for Halloween, why not have Napoleon the 14th? Real name, Jerry Samuels, by the way. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. 1966. This song that actually charted, too, by the way.
Huh.
Are you happy now, Denise, that you can have this in your head all day long?
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
I would have anyway.
The only other claim to fame that he might have had was he actually wrote a top 20 hit for Sammy Davis Jr. in 1964, The Shelter of Your Arms.
Oh, all right.
So he did have that claim to fame. Hey, we also have something that we talked about the other day, an update. See if we can do this here using technology so you guys can see what's happening here in studio and our listeners can also see what's happening because it's on our Morning Team Show page. Remember we talked about this record-breaking pumpkin that a Minnesota gardener grew, the largest in U.S. history.
Yeah.
So it's not world record-breaking. It was U.S. record-breaking, 2,560 pounds. And the guy said that he had planned to take it back to Minnesota. He had to take it to California to win. Then he said he was going to bring it back to Minnesota in his hometown and have it carved. And last Friday, the carving began. And here's video footage of some guy carving that massive pumpkin into an eagle's head.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
I thought you were going to say something like it fell off the truck.
Oops.
Oops. He didn't make it.
Yeah, this is in his hometown. The guy who grew it, his hometown is Anoka, Minnesota. Yeah, the self-proclaimed Halloween capital of the world, they say. And so Friday they started carving it. I don't know if it's done yet, but here's some video that local TV station took that we have on our Morning Team show page if you want to check it out. But carving a massive 2,500-pound pumpkin using chisels and hammers and probably chainsaws in there, I guess. I don't know what else. But
chainsaws.
Kind of like carving the ice blocks in Frankenmuth when you think about that. That happens every year for the Winterfest with Zenders. So there you go.
All right.
Interesting.
Giant eagle. And it looks like he's going to do one of those, I don't know how you want to call it, outside carvings. He's not like it's not, he didn't cut it open and gut it. He's just, carving it from the outside. So
just took the skin off of the outside. Yeah. It's not going to have a lantern on the inside.
Because I'm going to imagine trying to clean that thing out.
Ugh, yuck.
Oof.
That'd be a mess.
Need a backhoe.